Man, shoot like a cannon. We fire it up out here one day and like to knock me old back. But there is a deer season for antique guns. You use black powder and everything. And there's a special season for, and that's all you use is an antique gun. Yeah. There's another special season for bow and arrow. So he has where he can hoot and hunt deer anytime there's any kind of season
out. I understand there's more deer here now than there are more deer here now than there have been.
Sure. And that is because they're protecting them. See, for years and years and years, anybody who wanted to pick up a gun would go out and kill him, and he'd kill as many as he wanted. And it got down to the point where there were actually very few deer in the whole state. And then they began to protect them, and now we've probably got more deer than there's ever been around. We're having to kill those now to try to protect the overpopulation.
You mentioned dogs. What a little dog, you know, just yapping noisy kind was called a. You know what they call them? They have names for little dogs like that?
Well, I've heard them called lap dogs.
Fights?
Well, a fight, yeah, that is. I would think that would be a country expression. A feist is a small, like a rat terrier, fox terrier, a real small type dog. Usually a slick head dog, short head dog.
Did you raise cows here?
Yes.
Now, the male cow was
the bull.
And Did you ever see the ones that they would keep to pull wagons with?
Oxen? No.
Yeah.
No. That was out when I came, you know, by the time I knew anything, there wasn't any oxen. I've seen them, but it was on display.
Uh-huh.
I'm not that old.
No, I know that. I want to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Now, when you raise hogs, and you didn't want a hog, the male was a...
Well, he was a bull, and you'd gild him. You cut him, and he would gild him.
Cut him, and that was a what?
Gilt.
Okay. Or a male, a female was a...
Shoat, sow.
Yeah. Right. Did you ever see hogs that would come up wild here? Did you ever hunt them, or...?
No, but they are still some wild hogs.
Right. Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, I said a gilt as a barrel. I beg your pardon, it's a barrel, it's a castrated boy.
Mm-hmm.
And a gilt is a young female. Okay.
And
Trey,
when you were coming up, flour was baked in, made
mm-hmm.
up in.
Well, we didn't eat the homemade bread now. Matter of fact, I eat more homemade bread now, my wife did, than I did growing up. We didn't have to do any of that.
The bread you got was all?
Yeah, we bought it. We bought in a loaf. And other than your chickens being cut up by hand, there were not. Now, my earlier childhood, you didn't have the packaged cake mixes and things like this. You made a cake, you made it from scratch. You broke the eggs and all that. I guess, I didn't ever do it. But you had to make your cakes and pastries all the way from scratch.